come with me while I go pick up a new computer. Pretty exciting because I really didn't have a plan when I started this YouTube thing. I didn't really know how I was going to do it. I've had a lot of gear in my time and I've kind of gotten away from having gear. And when I started the YouTube channel, I just thought, well, I can make it work with the things that I have. So I've actually this entire time been borrowing my wife's MacBook Pro to do the editing on this stuff. And, you know, she uses it for work. She has a business and all that stuff. So I kind of have to work around a schedule. And it's been on the docket to get a computer. And I was kind of complaining about it to my mom because I talk to my mom a lot. I love my mom. I hope you love your mom. And she was like, I'll buy you a computer. And I was like, say less, bro. So she sent me money and I ordered a Mac Mini. And that pickup was available at the Brea Mall today. So I was like, hey, I'm going to want to edit on the new computer, so why don't I shoot some video while I'm on the way. And I had to stop for a Monster. My gas tank was empty. I got a few smokes and I was like, you know what, from Chino Hills to Brea, it's Carbon Canyon. So I've ridden Carbon Canyon a million times in my life. I love Carbon Canyon. It never really gets old to me. It's really short, but it's very enjoyable to ride and it's very beautiful. So since I have this new paint set from Advent Black, I am absolutely loving it. It kind of makes me want to get on the bike more, and I have been riding more because of it. It's kind of nice to fall back in love with your bike. And my Uncle Gabriel gave me my first L-Series lens, so I'm super stoked on that, and it's kind of inspired me to take more photos because, as I said, I kind of got rid of most of my gear, and I've never really had the money for a nice lens like that, so it's kind of nice. I got a new lens, and yeah, I feel inspired. I feel inspired to get out there and ride and get out there and create content and do stuff, and I've been a little bit burnt out recently, so it's nice to feel that again. So the opening to Carbon Canyon is right next to my house, and you'd think that I'd ride it more often than I do, but life is busy. You know, you got a job, you got family responsibilities, and I don't really get out and ride too often, but it was nice to get out. My wife took the kids somewhere with her sister, and it gave me the opportunity to have a couple hours free. So since I was picking up that computer anyway, both gas tanks were empty on my car and on my bike, so I had to fill up one either way, and why not take the bike? If you've seen my other videos, specifically the Moto Photo episodes, my buddy Rocco is in both of those, and he is the person that got me into Harleys. He's the first person that ever loaned me a Harley, and the first place I rode that Harley, it was an FLD, it was a beautiful bike, I fell in love with it. The first place I rode it was Carbon Canyon, and I had lived in Whittier at the time, so it kind of made sense for me to, you know, take Carbon Canyon from the Inland Empire to go out back home to Whittier. So every time I ride Carbon Canyon, all the memories flood back of all the different bikes that I've ridden through Carbon Canyon, all the different friends that I've ridden through Carbon Canyon with. I remember Paul. Paul and I used to ride Carbon Canyon a lot. Jerry and I used to ride Carbon Canyon a lot. My kids and I used to come out here. There's a regional park on the Brea side of Carbon Canyon Road, and they have a little redwood area, so if you're willing to hike a little ways, there are some young redwood trees there, and we've taken some beautiful pictures down there. Yes, I'm addicted to Monster. I have been told that they are killing me slowly, which is fine because I'm really in no rush. I had to look back at my bike after I parked it because this flame paint job, I'm telling you guys, I love this flame paint job. I always lock my helmet because transients. I don't want to lose a helmet. Helmets are expensive, so I always lock my helmet. I'm not really a mall person, but going to the mall was kind of weird. It made me want to break my diet. I'm trying to lose weight right now, and walking through here really made me want to buy unhealthy food. And I couldn't believe how packed the Apple Store was. There were even monks there. And it took me a little while to pick up my order, but not a big deal. I was happy to do it. But I just generally don't like large crowds of people that I don't know. It's just not really my thing. I'm fine with it if I, you know, if I'm in a group of people and I know people. But if I'm alone around people I don't know, I don't know. I get some sort of phobia. Maybe there's a phobia name for that, but it's just not my favorite thing at all. One more little jolt of energy before we get back on the bike, and there's no reason not to ride Carbon Canyon back again. So I figured the sun was going down. We were getting a little bit closer to sunset, even though it wasn't the exact perfect lighting that I would have wanted, but I have shit to do and I gotta go home. One thing I do recommend to everyone, if you don't already have one, is to get a modular helmet. Modular helmets are a game changer. I never thought I would get a modular helmet because I just thought they were, you know, kind of like an old man helmet. It was kind of how I thought about Harleys, you know, not too long ago. But now that I've owned modular helmets, now all I ever want to wear is modular helmets. I used to wear three quarters, you know, kind of chopper style, and then I went to full face. And the first time I got a modular was when I started working at Laidlaw's. And like, I love being able to smoke. I love having the drop down visor. I like the different formats that I can run my helmet in. And now when I go back to a full face, I just feel kind of cramped inside the helmet. It's just kind of nice to be able to pop it open and get a little bit of air and not feel like you're trapped inside the helmet. And especially when they're comfortable and you don't have to take them off at stops. And, you know, I stopped a couple times to take a few photos. And it was nice to not have to, you know, strip off my helmet because I feel like I'm trapped inside of it. Once I open it up, I don't really notice it. Yeah, the weight is there, but if I'm focused on something else, I don't really notice the weight of the helmet too much. I thought I was going to dump my bike in the dirt, and I almost did a couple times because I'm not really used to riding in the dirt on the bagger, and it kind of gives me anxiety, and then I don't really pay attention to my fundamentals anymore, and I thought I was going to drop the bike. This was just an easy place to pull off, but I didn't really like the shot. I didn't want to go too far into the parking lot because technically you're supposed to pay when you go in here, even though I don't think anybody would give me any grief about it. I was just going to stop and take a couple photos, but I was like, I don't really like the lighting here. I don't really like the background here, but I don't know. I figured I'd give it a shot. I kept getting stuck behind cars, which is pretty normal for Carbon Canyon, but I wasn't really expecting that on a Sunday afternoon. It was still enjoyable to ride, but it kind of sucks when you have to slow down. I was slowing down to leave room between us so that I could actually hit some of the turns at an enjoyable speed rather than just rolling through them. Carbon Canyon being so short, there's not a whole lot of places to pull off, but I managed to make it work in a couple different spots throughout the years, and I've stopped at this particular spot many, many times, and I don't know if you guys have known me for a long time. I used to roast coffee, and it was like motorcycle-themed coffee. Didn't do very well, but it was a lot of fun, and I remember coming here to shoot stuff for coffee. I made mugs, and, you know, I roasted my own coffee beans and stuff like that. So this was a regular place that I came to, and I like in the afternoon because this is kind of facing almost northwest and you get a little bit of sunlight, and I typically tend to expose for the background because that has the most light. And then, you know, now having a mirrorless, I'm pretty fortunate that I can pull up, there's so much data in it with 30 megapixel camera, I can pull up so much of the blacks and the shadows and still make the bike look pretty damn good, and the background is properly exposed. So about this time, I'm thinking my wife and kids are going to be home soon, so I need to jump back on the bike. I didn't figure I was going to stop again, but again, I got caught behind cars, and it is what it is. Where I live in Southern California, it's pretty densely populated, so it's very rare to be somewhere where a bunch of other people are not there as well. But that was my day. I got my Mac Mini and I ordered a cheap keyboard off of Amazon with an HDMI cable. I already had a mouse that my wife had. It's an Apple mouse, which I like. And I have a lot of work to do in the garage. We got a lot of stuff in there. It's kind of become a catch-all and I'm trying to work through that. Now having a little workstation in there where I'm going to be working on editing and stuff kind of lights the fire under my ass to get this garage organized. But eventually we all run out of time, we all run out of Monster, and we all have to say goodbye. Thanks for watching, guys. If you like this type of content, please let me know and I will do more of it. You're probably tired of looking at me talk, so maybe you just want to listen to me talk and watch some motorcycle content, but I'm trying to branch out and do a few different things, so let me know what you guys think. We'll see you on the next one.